1 Samuel 13, there is this well-known verse here where God says about David, "I have sought me a man after my own heart." And I would just like to make a comment on this because I think that it's misunderstood as meaning that, wow, David had God's own heart. That's how I used to read it. That's not what it's saying, I don't think. I mean, who on earth has the very heart of God? We can have aspects of his heart. We are, of course, to have his spirit, his thinking, his perspective. But his ways are far above our ways. And I don't think that it's saying that David had the heart of God. God sought a man after his own heart. That is someone who was inclined towards God's heart, because that is what we are to be, people who are seeking God. Now, in Psalm 119, I think you have David's reflections while he was on the run from Saul. There's a lot of internal evidence within that psalm that this was while he was a young man on the run from Saul, loving God's word, missing the sanctuary, persecuted by Saul, etc. And yet he does think about when he's going to be king, and he says that this would be on account of grace and tender mercy toward him. You see it in Psalm 119, if you want to look it up, 76 and 77. So it's not that he's saying, you know, oh, well, I've got the mind of God, that's why I got chosen. We are to seek that heart. But there is another way to interpret this as well, on the level of language, that God was seeking a man after his own heart. That is, God had a heart, a position, a feeling about the kind of person he was wanting, and he was seeking that, and he found the kind of person he was looking for in David. That's why the Good News Bible renders this differently. The Lord will find the kind of man he wants, and I think that that may well be the sense. So God is seeking. God was in search of man, and he found David. This is quite a common idea, that God is looking for the lost, and you see it in the parables of the lost, that the father and the son are like the woman who loses a coin and goes and looks for it, and are like the shepherd who goes out looking and seeking for the sheep until they find it. Psalm 119 concludes with an otherwise strange little statement where David says, "I've gone astray like a lost sheep, come and seek me." Yeah, that's it. He was not perfect. He was like all of us, a lost sheep. And God says, "I have sought me, I have searched out a man after my own heart, that is, according to my principles, and I've looked for that person and I found him in David." Now, that doesn't mean that David had God's own heart. It means that God, according to his own heart, according to the kind of principles that God was looking for, he found David. It's rather like God found Israel, we're told, as grapes in the wilderness. He looked for them, he searched for them, and he found them. Jeremiah 5, Jeremiah is told to run around the streets and squares of Jerusalem to search and to try to find a man who would be on God's side. And so God is in search of man, and in that sense, we are not alone. It's not that we searched for God, and by dint of our intellectual ability to interpret the Bible rightly, we found God. That he is in search of us. And of course, we do search for God, and he searches for us, which is why when we find each other, there is this electric moment when all the angels in heaven rejoice. And yet, it is also true that, as Paul says a couple of times in the New Testament, it's not so much that we knew God, but rather that we were known of him. The initiative in the search was with God, and as the old Yiddish proverb says, going out to find him, I met him coming toward me. In other words, he had set out on the journey well before we did. The initiative is with him, because that is what grace is in that sense. So then, I don't think that it means that David was this absolutely pious, person who exactly thought as God did. And yet it is true that God is searching for people according to his heart and mind. And so we must not think that actually God is totally unreachable by us, that we cannot know anything much about him. This is the whole point of the ministry of the Spirit, that we can have the Holy Spirit. We can have the mind of Jesus, the mind of God. Not that Jesus was God, but in that he was perfect and he did think as God. And so you find then that we can know how God feels. We can know the heart of God. And of course, his positions, his perspective, his feelings about this world are to be ours. And we have, Paul says, the mind of Christ. We have his mind. We can have his mind. And yet you look at how your mind wanders all over the place and you think about totally inane and unspiritual things. Well, yeah, this is the point of the power of the Spirit of Christ, that this is the power whereby we might think like him. This is the transformation, this is the energy, this is the strength beyond ourselves that is the spiritual man's most desperate need, to have some strength beyond myself, that I might be conformed to his morphe, his form. And that is what you have in the gift of the Spirit. Now, of course, that doesn't mean you're just zapped and forced, not at all. But on the other hand, if it is all left to our own unaided reading of the Bible and our own steel-willed subjection of our own mind to God, we're not going to get very far. And any spiritually minded person who's tried that will know that. We do need his Spirit. And yet we will receive it if it is our heart's desire to be after his heart.